Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Yud in the arts called Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Rishoin, in the middle of Halacha Vav, starting Daf Tes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud. So the Gemara in the end of the previous Daf was discussing when you have a Malkus and Karis. One is Mechuyev Karis, and there's also a Chiyev Malkus. Will you get both? Or you say the idea of kimle bedirav minei, you don't give two punishments at once. You give only, it gets only the karis and not the malchus. Says the Gemara, my amano kamir abyeisi, my tzvichole kevshirim and lakish. This whole question is according to Rish Lakish. Pran ke abyeichanon, according to abyeichanon, it's not a question. Why? I makos etzel mitse yeshloi, lo kol shekin makos etzel karis. Abyeichanon holds that there's such a, sometimes one can get malchus, even when there's a chiv miso by Beisdin. So, of course, he agrees, he will hold, you get Malkus when you have Karis. Where do we see the Rabbi Yochanan holds that you can get Malkus when there's a Chiyuv Mises Beisin? Sadiq Mon David Mudalef, the Ispalkun, there's a Machlekes. Hashoichet oisoi vezmnoi l'shem avodazor. One who shechts a mother and its child in the same day, many animals, like a cow and a calf, it's a Yisr Doraisa, it's a Yisr Laf. But he did it also for avodazor, we have a Chiyuv Miso. So what happens then? If the Asra was because of the Lav, like it. If the Asra because of the Avodah and Niskel. So what do you see here? One, it's possible to get Malkus even in a case of Chiyuv Miso. When there was no Asra for Chiyuv Miso, you get Malkus. So as well will be in a case of Karis, one will get Malkus. You don't get Malkus even if the Asura was for that purpose, because if they would do Asura for the Zara, you get Skilo, even though now they did not do Asura for the Zara, and there's no Skilo, you still don't get Malkus. So, Chiyu Sifim here, Rabbi Yechon holds, is such a concept of getting Malkus, even when you have a Chiyu Miso. Even according to Rabbi Yechon, we still have a question. Taman l'shnei dvarim, v'ochel dover echot. There, it's two different Averis. There's Avera of the Zara, and there's Avera of Oisoves B'nai. But here it's Dover Echot. Here the question is, on Chayvi Krisus, is there Malkus and Chayvi Krisus for the same Aveiro? So this we don't know if there is Malkus according to Rabbi Yochanan. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara now quotes, as many times the Yerushalmi does, is coming from the Sugyo of Meseches Trumas. There's another Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. If Chayvi Malkus Shekigim, someone did a Yisru Lav, it was Shekig, he did it by mistake, meaning he's not getting Malkus for it, does he have to pay or not? Rabbi Yochanan says you still have to pay because you're not getting Malkus. According to Rish Lakish, you don't have to pay. Says the Gemara, Al-Daita Devshir Milakish, Ma bin Eilin Tanoye le'Eilin Rabbonon. There is a Machlekes if Chayvi Krisus, they have to pay or not. Says the Gemara, what's the Machlekes? Every Chayvi Krisus is a Lav as well. And according to Rish Lakish, whenever you have Malkus, you don't have to pay. So even the Mandama that says the Chayvi Krisus do have to pay, they won't pay because of their Malkus. Says the Gemara, lavim loy krisus, meaning the man d'omer that holds the chayvi krisus potter matashlumim holds that you have, if you have chayvi lavim, you're not potter matashlumim. If it's only malchus, not potter matashlumim, if you don't get the actual malchus. So in the case you have only lav and no chorus, that will be the machlekes. The Gemara goes on to explain. Someone has relation with a mamzeris. Mamzeris is a lav, it's not a chorus. So according to Mandama, the Chayv Kris is pointing on Tashlumim. In this case, you'll be Chayv because there's no Karis. According to Mandama that says the Chayv Lama pointing on Tashlumim, you'll be Potter. Rav Chanan Yomar, another example of a Metzis Kadisha Shechavir B'Yomtiv B'Neyun. Someone who lights a fire, lights the Kaddish of his friend on Yomtiv, that'll be enough Kimino. But because there you have a Lav, but you don't have a Karis. I'll die to Nil Tano Yuhil Venim Kores Bishalim, because there's no Kores you pay, because only Chavi Krisus prayed to Minat Hashlomim. I'll die to Nil Rabbanu Yesh Ben Malkus and Mishalim, because they hold, according to Rish Lakish, the whole Chavi Malkus of Potim Minat Hashlomim. Sigma Meato, Eilu Nari Sheshlam Kras, Loike Rabbanu. Meaning, according to Rabbanu, they hold, the Chavi Malkus of Potim Minat Hashlomim, how they can explain the Mishnah of Eilu Nari's Meseches Ksuvis? Because there it says that someone who had a relation with a Mamzeres, he does have to pay, but he's in Chavi Lavim. Answers the Gemara, Omer Matyat Hiposa Divir Hakol, goes according to everybody, Pimamzer Shebo Al Mamzeris. We're not talking about a regular Yid that has a relation with a Mamzeris. Talk about a Mamzer who has a relation with a Mamzeris. There's no Chavi Lavim over here, so that's what it says you have to pay. You would think maybe Mamzeris is no such thing as a Knas. That's what the Gemara, the Mishnah there is talking about. And that is the Chiddush that there is a Knas. So the Gemara continues and asks, there in that Mishnah it says someone has a relationship with Eishes Achiv, with the wife of his brother. So the Gemara understands, if the brother's still alive, then she's an Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish, you have Issus Kilo. And it must be that there's no children, because Knas, that the Mishnah there is talking about, is only on a Naira who's a Besula, meaning a woman who's a virgin. So if we're talking about the husband died and there's no children, isn't she his Yevamo? Then he has to marry, there's a mitzvah deraisa to marry the wife of the brother with no children. Why is there a knas? What's wrong with their relationship? That brother did have children. And he got engaged, pre-kedushin, with another woman. And the brother had a relationship with this woman. So now she's not married because the brother died, but there's no Yevama because the brother does have children, but she's not the mother of the children, she's just the second wife, so she's still a Naira. So Agav, that the Gemara is speaking about that Mishnah, the Gemara comes to explain what is the reference of Eishes Achiv. Halacha Zayin Zok the Mishnah. Ein bein hamudar hano mechaveirur, lemudar yimeno machal. Someone who's mudar hano, meaning he has a nether not to injure his friend. There's no difference between him and someone who has a nether not to eat from his friend, eladrisa saregel, walking through his house, vekelim shein oisim beim oichel nefesh, and vessels or utensils that you don't use for oichel nefesh. Because the one who's muda maichel only is not allowed to enjoy food, anything which is not related to food, like going through the house or borrowing kalim that you don't use for food, he's allowed to enjoy his friend. But the mudar ano is not allowed to enjoy his friend at all. Continues the Mishnah on Davyuda Mudbeis. Ain bein nedorim lenedovos. In general, the difference between a neder and a nedovo, el shenedorim meisu nignivu chavim achayusum. A neder means a person that says, take it upon myself. I have to bring this carbon. So if he separated this animal and the animal died or was stolen, he's responsible for it because he has to bring a carbon to Beis HaMikdash. But nedovos means if he just donated something, he said, this animal, go to Beis HaMikdash, harei zu, meisu nignivu en chavim achayusum, if it gets lost or stolen, so then it's something that he's not chayav to pay. Says the Gemara, nedovos shoyisim boichel nefesh osur. Mashma, the mudar, someone was mudar from Michael, from his friend, he's not allowed to borrow from him something you do with Reichel Nefesh. So the Gemara, Loi Mimochal Nodar. So the Gemara asks, but he just did Anoah from Michael. This is not Michael. So I'm not going to enjoy the food of my friend. What about the, why the kaling that you do with it on Michael is also as well? Answers the Gemara, Shim, Loki Shama, Kini, Mastiso. Our Mishnah is, the way you have to read the Mishnah, is Ein bein amuda hanoa mechaveiroi, lemuda hanoa es maichol mechaveiroi. Not someone who said neder from food, but neder from enjoying food, anything that has any benefit of the food. That's why kelim were included. V'tayin devei Rebbe Ken, we see the same price of the base Rebbe, amuda hanoa es maichol mechaveiroi, lo yeshileno napo v'kvaro rechayim v'toner. Someone is not allowed to enjoy the hanoa of food from his friend, he should not lend him a napo, kvaro, a different type of sifters, a rechayim, a grinder, a tanor, an oven. Tani avol mashilu loy koisois v'kaoros v'tabchuyim, she'einom mehani mesoichel avol machnisi mesoichel. He could lend him cups, dishes, or big baskets, that doesn't do anything to the food. It only retains the food. Now it'll do something which prepares the food like an oven, but something which just holds the food like a plate, you could. Lefosim v'gderois also. Lefosim v'gderois is a different type of pots and pans that you store food in it and you also cook food with it. So that's something which is also. Litchon v'lidroich also. Any kli that you do to grind or to step on, to press the food is also. Liktzar tzricho. What about harvesting, which is a little further away from the food? Because after harvesting, you still have to prepare the food. That we're not so sure. Liftzar to harvest from a tree, also tzricho. Hanaya smaychol mahu. Hanah that brings to a machol. What about that? And the Gemara is going to explain the example. Tani mashilu kardom. You can lend them a kardom. The one says the kardom is an axe. We cut wood with it. So you see, by cutting the wood, he will heat up the fire to cook food. So that's called Hanoas Maichel. Savrin Meimar Bekardum Shabikua, and you see that it's you're allowed to do it. So what Tipader Bekardum Shalnikush Uloy Shaman Minoklum. We're talking about a kardum that you do nikush, which means you basically take out the weeds from the tree, and that's why it's not, that's very far away from food, and that's why you could do it. That's not considered to be Hanoas Maichel. Continues the Gemara and says, Ravuno Omar Rav Yimer Boy, Rav Yimer asked a question. Hain zusto, which means a belt, kvanshu marchik es choshar bekimcho. You could stretch the belt and then use it as a sifter. Kamoshe inapa, is that like a sifter or not? Meaning something they're using to use it for food. But that's not the derech, it's a belt. But you can use the belt for a sifter. Is he allowed to lend for someone who's mudar nos, maichol, and the Gemara does not answer. Continues the Gemara and says, Ezu neder shomru, neder dischai b'achayis, poi mehare alai oilo, it's on me, I need to bring the oilo. Ezu nindova shom, what's the nindova we mentioned in the Mishnah? Poi mehare zu oilo, this is oilo. The behemoth itself is kodesh, but it's not responsibility of the owner. Rav Chamo Chavin Derabon Bai, he asked a question. Omar re alai v'chozov amar reze. He said, this is on, he says, I'm giving a neder to Beis HaMikdash. And then he says, this animal goes to Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, does he have on him neder and a nedovo? He's going to be over two yisurim if he doesn't bring it. Says the Gemara of Chanino boi lo mistabro dido. Another gusso here is lo mistabro diloi. In other words, it makes sense only for ma arei ze v'chozov ma arei alai. If he said this is, he's pointed at an animal and says this is a nedovo. Then he says it's my responsibility to bring this animal to Beis HaMikdash. So that makes sense. So you have two yisurim because yisur chomer of a neder chal yisur kal of a nedovo. But the opposite, when he said Harei Alai, and then he made a nedovo, Ein Yisur Kal Chal Yisur Chomer, so he's not over two Yisurim in that case, if he doesn't bring it to Beis HaMikdash, and he's not over Baal Ta'achar twice. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Megillah Daf Yud.